Okay, let's take time for a recap in the NFL before we look ahead to this weekend's games. And for the Dallas Cowboys, it can only be described as a Texas-sized collapse, a historic loss for Dallas as they blew that 23-point lead to the Packers. And all week long, we've been seeing the finger-pointing going on. Who is to blame? Some say it's head coach Jason Garrett. Some say it's Tony Romo. But right now, we're going to focus our attention on what went right for the Green Bay Packers. We're going to focus on the positives. So we will head to Milwaukee. We're going to welcome in Tom Pippins from Fox 6 Television. Merry Christmas, Tom Pippins. Happy holidays to you and your family. How are you?
I am well, Big E, and the same to you, of course. A merry and blessed one to the family.
Well, I know there's a lot of excitement going on up there because it took a miracle, and Green Bay was able to finish strong and beat the Cowboys in Week 15. I know as a Cowboy fan it was painful to watch from my end, but what are your thoughts on what this win means for Green Bay? Because you guys are now in the hunt. You remain in the race for the playoffs.
It's incredible. And then, of course, on Monday night, Big E, with Detroit going down to defeat, that's what had to happen. Detroit had to lose one of the final two. And now, as you point out, the Packers control their own destiny. And if they can win the final two games with or without Aaron Rodgers, and that drama continues moment by moment, day by day, week by week, they have the Steelers at home, an emerging Steelers team all of a sudden. Then they have to go to Chicago. And imagine that big rivalry and perhaps it coming down to that game to determine which of those two teams is going to win the NFC North and get there. I think that when they went into halftime at AT&T Stadium, Matt Flynn, who obviously had an incredible second half, the kid from Tyler, Texas, who grew up idolizing the Cowboys, and he said, you know what, we've got to play for pride and just do the best we can. And then there were a couple of impassioned speeches, we understand, in the locker room at halftime, in particular from a linebacker named Jamari Lattimore, who may be about the 45th guy you would expect to do that. He's kind of a quiet kid.
Uh-huh.
And he with Johnny Jolly, and it seemed to really rally the troops. And they went out there and they scrapped the no-huddle offense. They decided, let's just stretch the game out. We can't win a track meet. They hand that ball off to the remarkable, hard-running rookie Eddie Lacy from Alabama. He gets 60 yards, and all of a sudden, back and forth you go. And then a defense, a much maligned defense, and rightfully so, Big E, that defense has not been very good. They get the two turnovers when Tony throws those picks. And in the end, they get themselves a win, and they couldn't believe it. Flynn said as they were taking a knee, they said, is this really happening? And it's the kind of win you wonder if something special might happen. And I'm not saying it might not get shellacked by Pittsburgh. It's been a roller coaster of a season. But I think the way in which they won, and obviously matching the greatest comeback ever in Packers franchise history, and you know the Dallas situation, they had never lost a game in their incredible history when leading by 20 points or more at the midway point. So nationally, it's all about the Dallas collapse, and in Packers country, it's all about what an amazing comeback.
That's right. We are recapping the Packers-Cowboys with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. We're so glad you're with us on this Friday night at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And you mentioned it, Tom. The Packers are very anxious for the return of Aaron Rodgers. But I want you to give us your overall assessment of the job that Matt Flynn has done. You were just talking about, you know, how he really got the team. They rallied together at halftime. But he has been posting some very impressive numbers.
He has, and I will say this, Big E, and I kind of smile about it, and once in a while it's nice to poke fun at yourself. We sportscasters at times think we know a little bit, and I think it makes us dangerous, maybe a little bit more than the average person, so I'm tweeting all over the place. Get rid of Matt Flynn. Let's put Scott Tolzien in there. You know, the former Wisconsin Badger, he's got the better arm. But what Mike McCarthy did is he really decided to install plays that play to Matt Flynn's strength. This young man he's not blessed with the greatest arm, but he's unflappable. If something bad happens, he's going to get right up. And they were saying that when they got down there, he used some words that we can't share on TV or radio or anywhere else. And he said, fellas, and they looked at him and said, we have got to score now. And I think that's when it went in, Eddie Lacy scoring the touchdown that puts them ahead. And he made a whole bunch of money as the Packers quarterback by throwing six touchdown passes a couple of years ago in the last game of the season against the Detroit Lions, and it just didn't work out in Seattle. It didn't work out in Oakland. He comes back, he puts on that Superman outfit wearing green and gold, and you know, four touchdown passes in the second half. It's remarkable. It's a win they had to have, and I give Flynn a lot of credit. He had not been great. He had been so-so up to that point. But you'd have to say that he has saved the season for the Packers with the amazing second half that he had.
Well, that was my takeaway, too. I mean, it was not a memorable first half for him against the Cowboys, but just the resolve that he showed, the leadership, the ability to lead. And as you're talking about, I mean, what finished with 299 passing yards and four touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I mean, that says a lot about his character.
Absolutely, and all in that second half, Biggie, because he had just the one interception in the first half. It didn't say, and he was... Nothing worked well at all on Thanksgiving Day and the debacle at Detroit. But this kid, again, he's got. I was listening to Tom Clements, the offensive coordinator, speak on Monday, and he said, you know what? He is unflappable. He has the ability to forget about it because the most important play, and you know this as an athlete, the most important play is the next play. If you made a turnover on the other end, the ball went out of bounds, you missed a forget it. You just have to move forward. So, and I think the Packers are believing in him. Certainly everyone hopes, even Matt hopes, that Aaron Rodgers is able to come back. And as we speak, you know, it's a wait-and-see proposition. You may not know until Thursday or Friday again. He apparently made an impassioned plea to play. I know the ramifications. I know the bone may not, but I feel he didn't. He practiced without pain. He'd had pain the week before. And so everyone wants the MVP quarterback to come back, but at least at this point, Matt Flynn has put them in a position to win, and I think the way in which they won against the Cowboys, all of a sudden guys are really starting to believe in number 10 as they do in number 12, and that can only bode well. They're in a position no one ever thought they would be in when they were 0-4-1 without Aaron Rodgers. They hadn't won a game in, 6 weeks or so, and then topsy-turvy season. Here you are with an opportunity to control your own destiny and perhaps get to the postseason party. And again, as you're so well aware, you know, are you going to beat a Seattle? Are you going to beat a San Francisco, particularly on the road? Will be easy. You wouldn't think so, but at least you give yourself an opportunity if you can get to the dance.
We are so glad you're joining us this weekend and on Friday nights at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. We're talking about the Green Bay Packers with Tom Pippins from Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. And you're kind of giving us a sense in terms of with Aaron Rodgers providing that injury update. You're saying that he's not feeling any pain in that left shoulder. I mean, when do you think doctors will be ready to clear him?
I think when the bone is completely healed in their estimation and they don't think he can go out again and suffer a break if it gets hit. Now, that's not to say that it wouldn't happen anyway in that violent game of football, but the one thing about the Packers doctors, and I admire this about Mike McCarthy, because he said early on, if your franchise quarterback came to you and asked for the football, and this was right after it happened, it was Monday night, November 4th, So when he basically did that, McCarthy, after consulting with the doctor, said, you know what, and you're not going to do it. I know it's painful, but we're looking at the best interest of Aaron Rodgers, but certainly picture in the best interest of the Green Bay Packers. This is $110 million investment you have. And as much as everyone wants him to come back, and I got to a point, Big E, where I was saying, you know what, if they're out of the playoff hunt, why even play him? Well, he wants to play, you know, that whole deal. But if they have nothing to play for, which is rare for a Green Bay Packers team, now all of a sudden they do. So I respect what happened. We remember what happened last year with RG3 in the playoffs, something Mike Shanahan regrets to this day and the way that it impacts. So you really have to be careful, and I respect what they're doing. I think as we speak, he has a good chance. But we'll have to wait and see if that bone isn't. And I think I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV, you know, that whole thing. But I think the fracture can be even a little bit, might take a little longer to heal relative to blood flow or something like that than a clean break. At least that's what I have heard now. Whether that's the case or not, the bottom line is until it's healed, he's going to be on the sideline, like it or not.
Okay, so the Packers face the Steelers on Sunday. The Steelers certainly have had their share of struggles, 6-8 right now. Another player that I definitely want to bring up with the Packers is the running back, Eddie Lacy, because he has been so valuable. His play has been so instrumental. And what is remarkable about him is that, he's only a rookie. I mean, he really flexed his muscles against the Cowboys, and he's been battling his own injury. He's had that ankle injury.
Oh, he certainly has. And, you know, he came in and played a second half to help beat Atlanta after injuring it on the last play of the first half, and he showed toughness there. He taped it up. He jogged back and forth. I mean, this young man delivers hits, and he takes a lot. I hope as his career goes on, Big E, that he's able to, you know, when he gets on the sideline, rather than give that hit for that extra yard, do what a Franco Harris learned to do, Jerome Bettis learned to do, and that's step out of bounds. But he's a kid who is, he doesn't appear that big, but boy, he runs like a bull. He's 230 pounds. He has good speed. He's a nice, humble young man. And we have to remember, we haven't had a running back in Green Bay in a long time who really can get to the hole and make something happen the way Eddie Lacy can. He is the first Packers rookie since 1971, a young man at the time, out of Ohio State named John Brockington, to go over 1,000 yards rushing in a single season. And he has an opportunity to break that rookie record. He's probably within 100 yards or so of that now. And we have to remember, too, that the Dallas defense is not the best, but he went off for 140 yards. And I think that 60-yard run on the first play from scrimmage for the pack of the third quarter, that changed the entire game.
Well, and when you talk about Eddie Lacy, I mean, he knows what it takes to make it happen. I mean, he comes out of a premier program out of Alabama. He played for Nick Saban. And so talk about, I mean, the sampling that you've seen from him this year. I mean, how good can he be?
I think if he's able to stay healthy, and that's my only concern, is he's a punishing runner, but he takes a lot as well. He's just tough as nails. You wonder sometimes, is he? I saw him take a hit, a helmet-to-helmet hit on the sideline, and one of the Cowboys players was had a tough time getting up. Eddie didn't get up as quickly necessarily as you'd like, but he got up and he just kept going. He was like the Energizer Bunny. So I think he can have an outstanding career. I don't know how long it will be unless he adjusts his style a little bit, Biggie, because if you watch him go again, he avoids nothing. He gets every inch he possibly can. The Packers' offensive line has been injured up and down, and he's had to earn most of those 1,000-plus yards, but I think he can be great. I thought he had an opportunity to be the rookie of the year when things started. He may or may not do it. There's the kid with Cincinnati, Giovanni Bernard, who's having a terrific season, but he's got to be right in the hunt.
You are listening to the voice of Tom Pippins at Yahoo Sports Radio. He is with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. And talk to us a little bit about as far as some of the major issues the Packers still need to address. What is at the forefront of my mind is defensively. Is Capers getting it done with the defensive coordinator?
Well, I'm a fan of Dom Capers. I think he's a Hall of Famer. But every once in a while, Biggie, as parents we know and so many of the listeners, every once in a while the kids need to hear a different voice, don't they? It just seems that no matter how many times we try, it might take a friend of yours or something to be able to say, you know, what Mom is saying or what Dad is saying makes sense. You know, I know people get all over Capers, and it seems like every game, quarter to quarter, game to game, it's Dom Capers, fire him. Well, I would respectfully say this. How many, save Clay Matthews, they do have a couple of players who have emerged. Mike Daniels has been good. Nick Perry at times. They've had so many injuries. How many players on the Packers defense would start for the Seattle Seahawks D or the San Francisco 49ers defense? Mm-hmm. And if you had Dom Capers coordinating those units, he'd be pretty good, wouldn't he? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it takes players. And I know we're going to probably chat about that a little bit with the Milwaukee Bucks. As we know, it takes players to make the coach. But I do think it may be time just to have a different voice because they don't seem to be responding as they should. And yet, to their credit, they made the turnovers, which has been something that Dom Capers' defenses have thrived on for years. It hasn't happened in recent seasons, really since they won the Super Bowl back in 2010, beat the Steelers, ironically, in 2011 in Dallas. Hadn't won in Dallas, by the way, since 1989. That's pretty amazing in a regular season. So that, to me, I don't think it's a championship defense, and I think if they do get to the postseason, I think ultimately the defense will do them in. But once again, if you can make an interception, you make a play here, you make a play there, all of a sudden you look pretty good.
Okay, Tom Pippins with us for about another minute at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. One of my final questions for you is just kind of weigh in, give us a pulse on what in the world is going on with the Milwaukee Bucks, because I did have a chance to watch the Bucks and the Mavs last Saturday night. I watched that telecast, and even without Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle and Dirk Nowitzki, they still were unable to find a way to win, even on the road and at the AAC.
Well, Biggie, I was stretching out the Packers answer so we wouldn't have too much time to talk about the Bucks. It's been pretty frustrating. It really has. I think this. I think it's a team that owner Herb Cole wants to get to postseason. They did the best they could to remake it and build a winning culture because last year was a losing culture. As much as I love Monte Ellis and he's doing a great job for your Mavs, I don't think he wanted to be here. Brandon Jennings didn't want to be here. And they've had a lot of injuries themselves. I feel for Larry Drew. He's a class guy, one of the outstanding coaches. This is a lottery team at best. I look at the positives. I see Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek. I think this young man is coming on at just turned 19. He's grown an inch probably since we talked last time. He has a chance to be very good. They have a couple of good young players to build on. Nate Walters, the rookie, has been a good point guard. And I think if they get to the lottery, it's a good lottery. You get yourselves a good player, you'll build that way. The big problem will end with this, and that is Larry Sanders. They invested $44 million in this young man. He's a good kid. He makes bad decisions, as many of us do, but very bad decisions off the floor. The one where he got into a bar fight, he messed up his thumb and, you know, out 6 weeks. And that has been a disaster. So right now it's a tough time, especially when the owner is looking for additional ownership to help keep the team in town and also to build a new facility. So right now, these are dark times, but we hope they get better.
Well, it's always tough when you have a radically reconstructed roster. Tom Pippins has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Have a wonderful holiday. And Tom, we'll catch up with you in 2014, okay?
Look forward to it, Big E. A blessed one to you, your family, and all your great listeners.
Thank you so much. Take care, my friend.
You too.
Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR.